For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
You know, growing up in the 90s and 2000s, a real sign of privilege or a real sign of maybe wealth or just that you're absolutely killing it was having a Foxtel box.
Yeah, we had a what could only be described as an illegal setup.
Oh my God, me too.
I didn't know about, and it was like someone's sketchy mate just plugged us in, and then we ended up getting rid of it, and then maybe my teens we got Foxtel, and that changed everything because I didn't know what it was really.
Yeah, just touching on that, I also had dodgy Foxtel. Yeah. My dad had done a whole rig up in our house.
That's crazy you can do that.
It's crazy.
Engineering.
Anyway, we kind of had Foxtel, I suppose.
Or Ozstar, you know.
Yeah, definitely. But that was the height of like fanciness, your flash household.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because you're spending over $100 a month on your television.
It's a lot of money, hey?
Yeah.
A lot of money. And I remember when I moved out of home, I was like, oh, I should get Foxtel.
Mm-hmm.
And
I got
it all set up. And then after 2 months, I went, well, I have to get rid of Foxtel. I cannot afford to be doing this because $100 a month for all these different things, it's too much money.
Well, I mean, fast forward to 2025 when we are now paying for lots of streaming services. It has turned out that we all basically are living that Foxtel dream.
100%. And like binge now is essentially everything that is Foxtel, except for the sports and those kind of things. But it's a bit weird when because you go, oh yeah, well this one's only 10, this one's only 12, this one's 20, whatever. But when you have them all, some people be paying a lot of money.
It adds up, man. Now, we were talking about this the other day and I started having a bit of self-reflection, looked through my subscription services and holy hell.
Mine's not too bad. I'm lucky. I'm worried for you because I still, and I'm happy to talk about this, I've still figured out how to avoid the one household thing. There's something going on. Like I think I only pay for... what is it? Not even. I think I pay for HBO. HBO, Apple TV.
Oh, I didn't have that on my list.
Apple
damn it.
TV. Apple TV. And then like I get some from family. I get some from friends. I've got one for work. One's through my wife's business. So I'm actually getting through pretty clean.
So you're not actually paying for them. You're doing the thing where someone else is paying for it. I've got them all.
Yeah.
So they're paying for it. You're just jumping in on their service. Yeah. Well done. You've got the...
I live in six states at once.
Yeah. Gorgeous. I mean, that's congratulations to you. But I had a look and I can't believe what's happening here. We've got YouTube. We've got Disney. We've got Prime. We've got Binge. We've got Stan, HBO, Netflix, Spotify, Apple TV.
Sorry, I didn't know what to say. Okay, so you'd be paying, let me try and do the math on that.
No, I'll just tell you straight out what I'm paying. Right now, $120 a month. I could be living that Foxtel dream, brother.
And you're also hotspotting off your phone because you don't have Wi-Fi, so your phone bill would be absolutely beaming, mate.
It's not.
Unlimited data.
I obviously pay for that as well. Okay. Isn't that outrageous?
Dave-o.
I can't believe that and the thing is, it's because they don't sting you once in the month. Like if it was all on one day, you'd be like, wow, I need to change it. But it's like $10 one day. $12 another day, you know, and that's got me in the honey trap.
YouTube premium for me is hilarious that you pay for that. I don't think I've ever met anybody that pays for premium YouTube. I know a lot of younger people watch YouTube like it's a TV station essentially, but, and are you utilizing them all fairly, do you think? Or you're like, you haven't touched a HBO in months?
This
is
the thing, because I will download them to watch a particular show, but then I forget about it. And then next month I'm getting billed for it. And here we are at $120 a month. I need help.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. How many subscriptions are you running on? Like, give us, just tell us everything. Mm. Like there's like specific ones if you're into like UFC,
KO.
And all these things. Well, yeah, I was paying for KO. Then mum kept logging in and I was locked out. I was like, well, if you want a second screen, you can pay for it. So I got out of that one. So that's been actually pretty good.
Nice.
But we want to hear your numbers. How many subscriptions do you have? Can you beat Davo's $120 a month on subscription? Have YouTube premium for me. That's like, what does it get you? That's what I want to know,
Davo. Ad-free content.
Oh, man. And I actually know you did say you can lock your phone.
You can.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty nice. And for a cool $20 a month, it could be all yours.
There we go, Matt in Bell Post Hill. Mate, how many things are you subscribing to?
Well, for starters, my Foxtel outbeats your Foxtel. I pay $168 a month just Foxtel.
All right, so that has gone up with the years. Okay, wow.
It's not sitting at 2007 prices. Interesting. Yep.
I also subscribe to NBA Live, so I watch the NBA on that. Mm-hmm. I have AFL Live. I'm prescribed to that. I'm on KO, Spotify, Paramount Plus, Paramount.
Paramount.
We've got Disney, Spotify. I've already said. What else have we got? There's a few others. I've got Netflix. Obviously, Netflix. Prime. That's another one. I have on my programs at home, I can click my remote and I have about, I reckon there's 15 to 16 different streaming channels I pay for.
You are sorted out.
Matt, do you have, because I know like with Paramount and Stan, so they themselves, like that's what the $10 to $15 a month, but they have their own sport, yeah, which is an add-on, which is extra. Do you also pay for the sport?
I do. I know, I mucked up bad. I should have just stuck to, like, say, KO and not done the add-ons, but they always get you. They go, we've got this month's deal.
Yeah, I don't know if they're getting you. I think you're getting
you. They harass you. They're like, hey, we got a special for you, mate. We'll take 50 cents off this month.
Well, because with Foxtel, I get Foxtel, like, I get the every single package. So I've got sports and that in Foxtel too. So, you know, I'm getting absolutely...
Watching
getting
German wrestling.
German wrestling, you know, like the badminton championships in Europe and...
There's not enough hours in the day, Matt.
Do you have?
I think I've got Amazon too. I actually think I've got Amazon. Your work. The wife has it.
So. I was just thinking, Matt. You've got all these services, right? How would you feel about having a chicky babe by the name of Davo just, you know, popping on there, and then we can really sort out the cost. I mean, you're paying for it anyway.
Well, I've got five mates. So with Foxtel, they've actually clicked on. I had five mates that were streaming off my Foxtel, and Foxtel kicked in and actually clicked on that it wasn't at my house.
Oh, cheeky buggers.
All right, Matt. Well, we'll sort out some kind of financial aid packet and we'll get in touch with your people because clearly you need help.
Tim and Davo.
In this thing that we call life, sometimes, you know, even though you're a fully grown adult, you don't feel like an adult, right, Davo? Is that... Do you think that's a general consensus or is that not relating for you?
No, I definitely think you always feel a certain age. I don't think you ever feel like you're older, right?
100%.
So my mum's in her 70s and she still feels like she's 30.
Exactly. And I think if we were to wind back the clock exactly on both of our lives right now, 10 years, we'd be feeling exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And I guess what being an adult is about just dealing with the experiences of life and the things that you haven't had to do in the past. Because I think a lot of people, I think we all kind of just feel like kids that are what we perceive to be as, well, no, this is what an adult is now.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I think that's totally fine and that's...
What, to feel like a 100%, child inside?
Yeah, like even you could be 40. You could be in your 50s and just go, I'm just a little boy. I'm a little girl.
That is the essence of happiness, to feel that inside, right?
100%. There's been some science looking into, like, all right, well, if there is an age where your brain or your body goes, no, I'm an adult now, what is that? And they've broken down some different brackets, and I thought it'd be interesting to go through. So 0 to 9, that has been described as childhood. Mm-hmm. So that really focuses on connections, and these are the things that are helping stabilize your brain in the formation of your life. You know, like, what is a danger? That is a danger. I don't want to do that. 9 to 32 is adolescence.
Wow.
9 to 32.
I do kind of picture that though, because I think in your 20s, you are still basically a kid figuring it out.
100%. Now, when we get from 9 to 32, which is adolescence, your brain then from 32 to 66 is in its adulthood phase.
Oh no, I wouldn't have thought so.
You and I, we're in our 30s. I think we... Who do you think is more adult out of you and I?
Oh, well, you've got a kid and a wife and...
Water bills, you know, all the big three.
And you've got one super account, which I feel like is very adult of you. Well done.
I told Davo the other day, I was like, yeah, I just, like, mum set me one up when I was 18 and I've had that the whole way. Like, oh, well, isn't that
oh,
nice?
Oh, this must be nice.
This is so good. Because you were talking about consolidating them. I was like, why would you need to do that? It's all in the same place.
Because I have had probably 18 jobs in my adult life and I think I've got 18 super accounts. So you tell me, am I an adult yet?
Okay. Well, you've got at least until 66 to really hone your craft.
Figure it out.
But then get this. This is really, I find this really nice because from 66 to 83, it's been described as early aging.
Oh,
you can be 60 and still not be described as aging just yet, which is really cool. 83 onwards, they just call that late aging. Yeah. We don't need to focus on that.
It's a nice way to say it. Yeah,
you're settling down, but by the time you're 32 to 66, which I imagine is a lot of people listening right now, let's say we all sit in that bracket. Your brain architecture has finally stabilized. Your personality and intelligence have hit a plateau.
Oh, no.
And your brain regions become more compartmentalized. So you're very, like, you know what you know. You don't know what you don't know. You have your personal opinions.
Are you kidding me that
things.
This is the personality I'm stuck with?
Yeah. Until you're 66.
And you. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Check yourself.
Well, you're stuck with you and me.
Yeah, yeah.
Realize this here in the studio. So I think I'm doing better than you. I'd rather
better?
Be,
what does better mean?
I'd rather be stuck with you than be stuck with me.
Okay.
So.
Hey, same.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
There is some disturbing footage that we saw yesterday during the show, Davo, and actually it was actually so confronting, took me a little bit to process.
Yes.
There was a bloke in Adelaide who was getting his business done just off the side of a walking track, I reckon, by the looks of it, near a car park, just standing by his car, pants around his ankles, in the squat position.
Yep.
Who wanna boo?
Yeah, I came across this footage because it was a screen recording because I used to work with the man that did the video.
Not the poo.
No, not
the video. Okay. And he went over and he's like, what are you doing?
Not
mate?
A great video from him. He was pretty full on in it as well.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I haven't
yeah,
seen
yeah,
that
yeah.
aspect
Worked
of it.
Worked at McDonald's with him 20 years ago.
It's good to see. It's good to see where so people weird. Used to know where. Aren't you just everywhere? It's just Davo's web, just his car so wide across this country. But yeah, it's in a place called Para Hills. Now, where for people like in Geelong, like Para Hills of Adelaide, is it a nice area? Is it not a nice area?
I'm going to say it's heading towards like maybe Cario.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Say less. Say less. That's good. So he's had to do his business. Now, I don't know too much about why this bloke had to go number two on the side of this walking path.
Yeah.
Here's where I'm at with it. I think this is a... He's obviously not wanting to be in this situation. And he's got to the point where he's going, I can't make it home. I don't know where a public bathroom is. This is happening and I'm going to get out of my car and I'm going to do this next to the car on the walking track.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
I think he's had to do this. I don't think he's chosen to do it. In his brain, he's like, I've had to do this.
Yeah, I think we're going to hope that that was the case.
Have to. That's what, as a human being, I have to believe that that is the case. I can't see it any other way. But sometimes, I don't know, have you ever been in a situation where it feels like I have to? Like,
yeah.
I feel so blessed that I have never had to do a number two somewhere that wasn't a bathroom or like a drop toilet or something. I can't remember ever having to bush drop it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything like that in an
bush
area.
Bush drop is crazy to say over the airwaves.
My apologies.
I will say I've never had to do that, follow through with that, but I certainly had a time where I was very, very close and I've never been more panicked in my life. I was going hiking. I got to the place I was hiking, the gates were locked, so I walked a kilometre in. I thought, it's okay, there's bathrooms in there. Walked a kilometre in, very, very worried about it.
You're like, I've got that feeling.
Got there, the bathrooms were also locked, and then I had to walk the kilometre back to my car, and I can tell you, there were times, I was looking around,
yeah.
sweating,
okay.
but I made it to a public place,
that's
so it was
so
okay.
Good. Now,
but close.
I know what we're asking. Yeah, I know, it's all right. I appreciate you, and we all do. This... If you don't want to get involved, we understand. But I think this is the way that I'm seeing this.
I wish you'd given me the option.
Yeah.
I'm regretting.
I want to have a chat on the phones. 522-322-955. Where did you have to poo? You didn't want to. Like this, you can stay anonymous. This was it's a reflection moment. This is a safe space. Something, maybe you had an upset tummy. This is the thing, when you get food poisoning or something like this, or you're in a situation and you have had to do it somewhere that wasn't a bathroom, please call us and let's chat about this, because I'm hoping that this situation we've seen in Adelaide is that. He didn't have a choice. It was that or he was in his car. What would you rather do? Do what
yeah,
he's
yeah,
done
yeah.
or do it sitting in your own
for
driver's
sure,
seat?
For sure, for sure.
It's not a good choice. We wanted to ask, safe space, where did you have to do a poo? Where did you have to do your business? Because sometimes you don't want to.
Nature calls.
Nature calls and you've got to do it. Megan from Bell Park, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, team.
Now, I hope you didn't want to remain anonymous.
Nah, that's right. I've actually just got to mum's and just said, hey, I'm dobbing you in.
Okay. Oh, it's brilliant. About mum. Excellent. All right. So has your mum found herself in a situation where she's had to do her business somewhere she wasn't hoping to?
Yeah, she sure did. And I actually, unfortunately, just happened to be on the phone with her at said time. Mm-hmm. So it was like a step-by-step walkthrough commentary.
A lot from mum.
Yeah, definitely a lot from mum. Not unusual in terms of our type of relationship.
Beautiful.
Bit busy.
But yeah, she drove home, she locked herself out of her house, she somehow dropped her house key, and in our group chat, she's like frantically trying to message me and my sister saying like, help, I'm locked out, I've got to go. Obviously nature calls, she couldn't hold it in or contain it any longer, and she went out and popped a squat in the backyard. Mum's yelling in the background. What made it even better though was the neighbour come walking out and could see straight over the fence. So mum's gotten down and she's having to pretend to play with her two pugs.
No,
out the back.
No.
Meanwhile,
good doggy.
Well, you know, she's
good
just,
doggy. Yes, I'll go get a plastic bag.
No, she treated it like a cat litter box and I just kicked some rocks over it.
What is your mum's name? No, just her first name.
My mum's name is Jenna and she's sitting right next to me listening to me.
Hey, Jenna. Hey, I'm so sorry. That wouldn't have been nice.
The Jenna.
Oh, mate, it was crucial. It was life-changing. It was
life-changing.
It's going to be there or I've got to go and hide in the shed. I hid behind the shed and he's still there to see me.
Yeah, well, sounds like your neighbour's got his business in your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
get your nose out of it. Literally and figuratively. Okay, well.
Well, literally the bear crapping in the woods.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.